the preliminary indications are that the financial outcome for 2016 would be good. Donegal County Council is in a healthy position. In 2016, we had a lot of extra funding in relation to roads, which made a real and substantial difference to existing upgrading of existing roads right across the county. And indeed, we would like to see that replicated in 2017. But I suppose turning to 2017, the focus is going to be, from my point of view, anyway, I think number one, on job creation, local enterprise office, and pushing that forward in conjunction with all of the other state agencies to ensure that we develop as much, have as many jobs in Donegal as we can, and also endeavouring as far as possible to keep our graduates in Donegal, working and living in Donegal when they're qualified. So that is really a key area. In conjunction with that, really, we have to keep an eye on tourism developments and keep pushing the momentum on tourism. 2016 was a huge year again in this area, and we need to keep that building on that momentum into 2017. And then I suppose there are two other areas as well. In relation to Donegal and Derry and Strabane District Council, we have started work with them. We have had real and substantial progress in relation to the Greenway Initiative in terms of 15, 16 million coming in there to be worked on over the next few years, but also to ramp up the work in relation to the two governments and the North West Initiative Committee to push forward the development of the North West. And that's something I'll be pushing as well over the next period in Ashcahir of Donegal County Council.
And that cross-border element, particularly the relationship that's developing between you and the Mayor of Derry and Strabane, is an important one. And looking ahead to 2017, a lot of work's been done even in the past 2 months in terms of cementing and building on that relationship. And you see that becoming more and more important and more central to the Council's work in 2017.
Absolutely. And, at that meeting there before Christmas in Derry, which was quite an historic meeting because it was the first of its type, there was at least, 10 to 15 to-do points coming out of that, which are going to be pushed between now and the next meeting. Those meetings will be overarching. They will take place every 4 to 6 months. And in between times, the work will continue to be done by both governments and indeed both of the local authorities to ensure that we get a maximum translation back from both Stormont and indeed from the central government in Dublin to progress projects in the Northwest which are mutually beneficial to both of our jurisdictions. You know, some people are working in Derry and they might be living in Donegal and vice versa. There's a whole synergy here that we have to work on, and it's something that's being done. It's very historic, and Donegal and Derry and Strabane District Councils are really setting the agenda here for how this can be done into the future.
Now, the Mayor of Derry and Strabane is a DUP mayor. However, whatever may be happening at Stormont, whatever may be happening in the wider scene, it does appear that when it comes to these cross-border meetings and engagements, the politics, in a sense, are being left at the door, and there is a sense of shared purpose between the two councils that transcends the politics, that transcends what may be happening elsewhere.
Absolutely, and I would like to pay a tribute to Hilary McClintock. She's worked exceptionally well with these committees, being very, very fair, and worked to enhance. We can all see the bigger picture here in terms of this doesn't compromise anybody's political beliefs in any way. We're just looking to ensure that we maximise the benefit of jobs and how we live our lives here. And it's a great place to live in the Northwest, and that's the message that we've been pushing both at home and abroad over the last number of months. And we'll be doing that into 2017 as well, to maximise the number of jobs, to maximise the number of opportunities in the Northwest between both Donegal County Council, Derry City and Strabane District Council. And Hilary McClintock has played a great role in that to date, along with our chief executives and all of the politicians who are pushing this the momentum of this forward.